Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. Share your eBay thoughts with the duck at 888-723-4630.
Oh, yes. Griff, we've got a big gift to give away.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What is it?
Well, we're not going to do it till maybe next hour.
Really?
Yeah, but let me tell you what it is. It was given to us by Bubble Fast, gave us two of these kits.
Oh, they did they?
It's called an eBay starter kit, but you don't have to be a newbie to enjoy it.
Huh.
It's got one 150-foot roll of heavy-duty bubble cushioning wrap, 20 bubble mailers, all different sizes.
Yeah.
10 online self-seal poly mailers.
Yeah.
One roll of 100 fluorescent fragile handle with care stickers.
Hmm.
10 half-sheet self-adhesive address labels.
Hmm.
One box sizer tool.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This just gets better and better.
One heavy-duty handheld tape dispenser for 2-inch packing tape. One 110-yard roll of 2-inch packing tape.
Yikes.
One roll of decorative eBay packing tape while supplies last. 10 sheets of white tissue paper.
Wow.
Two Scotty stuffers.
Scotty stuffers.
One Bubble Fast gadget guy includes a tape measure, flashlight, bottle opener, and key ring. One Bubble Fast mini tape gun, refillable with household tape. One Scotty peeler, useful gadget designed to help remove price stickers.
I bought
from merchandise.
Some of those.
They work really well.
Oh.
One Bubble Fast shipping tip, some of our best money-saving shipping tips. And as a bonus, each starter kit includes a $5 gift certificate for shipping supplies from the Bubble Fast website.
How cool.
The starter kit is valued at well over $100.
I'll say.
And we're going to be giving that away next hour. So stay with us, and we're going to be asking a eBay trivia question.
eBay trivia?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, mind you, if you win the duck contest prize,
yeah,
you can also win this one.
Yeah, it's not either or, right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And we don't have any rules about that. Hey, you know, CJ has an anniversary of sorts today.
Happy
she started
to
in
you.
Retail on Friday the 13th of December 1968.
Really?
Yeah, and as I've gotten to know CJ and we have a few conversations here and there, her knowledge of what she learned in retail helps her to become not only a good eBay seller, but of course she teaches other people how to sell on eBay. So
that's fantastic.
Hey, you ready to go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones, Lee.
Kathy in San Diego, known on eBay as Cats Pretties 28, KATSPRETTIES 28. Hey, Kathy, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Well, I don't really have a question, but I did have an experience with a return, a photograph, and the listing, I guess, and collectibles that kind of tied in with everything you've talked about today.
That's pretty good.
So I thought I'd share.
Please do.
Photographs. I started selling mostly for my dad. He had a tool collection, so it was antique tools, which I knew nothing about, but I'm very good at taking apart tools now. And as I was photographing one of his woodworking planes, I noticed there was a strange mark on the back of the piece. And I called him and I said, "You know what this is?" He says, "No, I've never seen it." Turned out it was a pretty rare mark on the back of a woodworking part. So we both learned something there. And I did end up selling that piece for about $50, I think. So
wonderful.
And then I had a return on a plane that I sold that the guy was very excited to get. He was a reseller. Thought he was getting a great price, but then I got a message back from him that he wanted to return this piece of crap because it had been repainted and it was totally worthless to a collector. So I, you know, this is my first time of getting a return or anything. I wrote him a nice letter. These are my dad's. I apologized. I asked him if he'd repainted these, and he says, well, if I did, I did a really good job. He had macular degeneration at that point. But so you know, I gave him excuses, and he filed a case. Okay, now I know you don't do that. You just say, okay, send it back, my fault. But he called me a scam artist in every word in the book. So, yeah, so I offered it to the next person, you know, the second highest bid, and he was thrilled to get it for $5 less. So, you know.
Yeah, these things have, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes to the, you know, what goes through people's minds. I always think this, I think that they had a bad experience with another seller and they're just on the defensive.
Well, part of his problem was, I'm from San Diego, and apparently there's a well-known person in San Diego that does sell repainted stuff as original, and he did say in one of his comments back, say hi to so-and-so. And I said, I don't know who so-and-so is, but he thought I was part of that group.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
that,
just
that ring.
People.
So anyway, I did convince him that I was legitimate. I sent him a picture of my scam artist dad standing in front of my 90-year-old dad standing in front of a shelf with about 50 planes over his shoulder.
Yeah,
holding a shoehorn.
Did he respond to that?
Yes, he apologized. He said he was ashamed of himself for, you know, having jumped to conclusions, and then he gave me all these clues as to how to test for whether something's been painted or not, and said, "Look at this auction and this auction," you know. And then he was my best buddy. But he did send that back, and I got it back, and this is how you wrap and ship collectible tools. I saw how he did it, and I thought, oh, okay, so you take everything apart, you wrap everything individually, you label it, you use the blue tape and all of that. And I thought, okay. So I get stellar comments on my packaging now.
Oh, good.
That's
so you learned from the guy.
Charlie from Hell, yes.
Interesting. Well, yeah. You know, Griff, you and I talked, this is the first time this has happened to me, but you and I have talked in the past about why it's so important for online sellers to make it good immediately.
Exactly.
And because people don't know whether you're a scammer or not.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really.
And he read that as all excuses. And I was just, you know, saying, hey, my dad has macular degeneration, these are his tools. We had roughly a week to go over this before we moved him out of his house. And, you know, he had over 350 tools, not to mention his own shop that he had things that I was selling. So it was pretty complex, and I learned a lot. And his books are precious to me now because I used them, and they're dirty now.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, what do you sell now on eBay?
Whatever I can get. I still have some in household, you know, you've had the same problem. You just inherited things, unfortunately.
Right.
And I came up with, like, I inherited 6 death certificates in 1 year, so. and with all of those little bits and pieces, so. I have a dungeon full of stuff that I just haven't got to, so.
A dungeon?
My plan was to retire and do this full time, but I'm not very good at retiring. I've gone back 3 times.
Really? So you said you were
going
to retire 3. You said you were going to retire 3 times.
Yeah.
But you always came back to it. Was it to sell on eBay?
No, I just got tired of working, and I did want to get back to the eBay stuff. You know, when I leave in the morning to go to work and I think, okay, I'll be home in 5 hours, I can get to my eBay. I'm thinking, this is not really what I want to be doing, getting in this car and going to this job. So, you know, I'm now full-time eBay.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yes. Kathy, thank you so much for this call today. We love to talk to eBay sellers, especially since you're here in San Diego. What part of San Diego?
Yeah. I'm in Poverty, San Carlos area, Lake Murray, over by Grossmont College.
I know exactly. My daughter has a condo over in that area. So I get it. Kathy, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
All right. I enjoy listening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
So.
Well, that was a great story.
It was a great story.
I mean, it was a little touch and go there for a minute, but.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Yes, it did. And I'm sure everything will work out with this guy, too.
Yes.
So, hopefully. You know, somebody on the chat board brought up a good point. They ask, do you think he's looking at the gift and thinking it's wrong?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I don't think so. The gift is totally different. The gift is a little tiny rhinestone pin that you would put like on a scarf or something. And the big one was a big, big rhinestone pin. You can't mess the two up.
You can't.
No.
This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. Call us. It's eBay Radio.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 394.
eBay sellers dread negative feedback, but it happens, and you have to deal with it. John Colderice Lawson is the founder and CEO of Colderice Media, and known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He says the first thing you should do is...
Do not respond. That's the first thing, man. Walk away from the computer. Calm down. It's not that serious, people. What you need to do is, because a lot of times we get into that mode of, I gotta respond immediately because this person is so wrong, you know? If you're in that mode, that's not the best time to start typing.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more often than any other holiday movie. The film was nominated for 5 Academy Awards and won in 4 categories. James Stewart took home the Oscar for Best Actor and Frank Capra won for Best Director. Happy Holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio. Radio Open Phone Segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone Segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, it's free and easy to talk with us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. Dial it now, why don't you? 2017 is looming on the horizon.
Okay, big controversy, and I want to ask your opinion on it.
No, brother.
All right. Okay, the author of the New York Times bestseller Water for Elephants bought 150 Hatchables. Okay?
All right, wait a minute. So start, he bought 150?
Her, Sarah Gruen.
She bought.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Author of the bestseller Water for Elephants, bought more than 150 Hatchables.
Okay.
The total purchase came to $23,595.
Why?
Because she hoped to resell the Hatchables on eBay.
Wait a minute. Let me do the math because we can figure out what she paid. You said she paid $23,000?
$23,595, but she said she bought more than 150 of them.
So, and then if we divide that just by 150, mm-hmm. that means she's paid, what, she spent
$25,000. $23,000. Let's say $24,000.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to say 25 just to be fun. And she bought 150?
Right.
She paid $160 to $170 a piece?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so she said the goal was not to make a tidy sum, but to raise money for the legal defense of an innocent man who'd run out of options while serving life without parole. Okay?
Okay.
So people are putting her down because they're saying, I need a Hatchable for my child who's a special needs child. And here this woman bought all of them. She says in 4 days she made $6,000 profit and that she had no idea her money-making scheme would anger parents searching for the holiday.
Oh, well, probably, yeah. I mean, what are you gonna, too bad.
So, but isn't that what entrepreneurs do?
Right. They make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They buy things that they know are going to maybe be worth something, and they sell them.
Right.
So I was just wondering how you felt about it. Because is it like the same thing as scalping tickets on the sidewalk?
Well, you know how I feel about scalping. I encourage it.
Okay.
It's commerce. That's the marketplace. You know, you can't have it both ways. Well, you can have it a little bit both ways. But overall, if things, you know, all things being equal, we are, by nature, buyers and sellers. That's what we do. That's how, you know, do you want, I don't know what the alternative, you want controls put in place, and how does that work? So, if Hatchimals are worth that much money, and the retailer and or manufacturer are not jacking up the price to take advantage of the shortage that they cause, because they're the creator of the product and they don't make and distribute enough of them, why would you fault anyone for saying, hey, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to sell it to you at a profit? I think the only time where that's questionable, and I think there are local ordinances in certain places in the United States against this, is during a natural disaster. So, for example, you know, buying all the bottled water and then jacking the price up to $100 a gallon. Well, yeah, I can see that because this is a matter of life and death.
Price gouging in a different way, though.
Hatchimals are not a matter of life and death. Get over yourself. if your child is freaking out because they're not going to get a Hatchimal, then get it
so
something else
it.
And say that's how it works.
That's life.
Yeah.
CB in Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as C.B. Hey, CB, what's your question or comment?
I was calling about the quack, quack.
that's right. We had a duck call.
Okay.
And,
what do you think the secret word is?
Is it jiggery pokery?
Yes.
Jiggery pokery, yes.
Do you know what that means, CB?
It's some kind of misrepresentation.
Yes, it's funny it should be today. Yes, it's something deceptive. It's jiggery pokery.
Jiggery pokery.
There was a lot of jiggery pokery in that situation.
Right.
Well, tell him what he's won, Griff.
Well, I think you've won a bag, because that's all I had to give. So, I think all you have to do is...
It's got the eBay logo on it, and it's fantastic.
It's a great bag. I use this bag for a lot of things, mostly for...
That's the bag I've seen on the... In the pictures, it looked like an awesome bag. I've been wanting to get it for a year now.
It is an awesome bag.
I'm happy to have it then.
He makes fun of it, but it's an awesome bag.
Well, I make fun of everything.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
So all you have to do is send me an email at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address. No post office boxes, please, because we ship by FedEx for this. And make sure in the subject line it says secret word.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And once I have
appreciate
that.
And one quick comment. Savers takes returns. So anybody that that has any extra things from Savers and it doesn't sell, they do take returns.
You just have to remember to keep the receipt and keep the tag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep the tag and the receipt.
Yeah, keep the tag and the receipt.
Okay. Nice to know that. CB, congrats.
Thank you for calling and winning the prize. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We have open lines, 888-723-4630. Call us. It's eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. We'll be right back.